Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The wildly popular mashup artist known as Girl Talk, real name Greg Gillis, has teamed up with the Philadelphia rapper Freeway to release a new EP called Broken Ankles. The five songs combine Girl Talk's buoyant sampled beats with Freeway's signature flow to make an album that's a little different from what they've each done separately. Both Greg Gillis, Girl Talk, and Freeway join me here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, welcome. In your case, Greg, welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Freeway, good to have you here as well.
Thanks for having me.
Greg, this is a big departure in sound from what we've come to know as Girl Talk recordings.
Yeah. I think on the technical side, it's still the same idea where I'm still sampling music, and I've always worked in kind of rappers into what I'm doing. But yeah, this is a bit more traditionally up the alley of a normal hip-hop project.
Freeway, was that your impression when Greg first came with normal hip-hop project, or did you think, what the heck is this?
I mean, that's what I was aiming for when we first started working. You know, the beats were definitely great. I definitely enjoyed picking through the beats and finding the tracks that I wanted. But I ultimately knew that I was going to just do what I normally do, you know, on the tracks.
So had you heard Greg's music before? Were you familiar with Girl Talk?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Part of the fun of Girl Talk has always been, I know where that's from. This is a little, the samples are small enough that you have to do some work to kind of determine what came from where.
And I think some of the sources are a little bit more obscure. And I think some of the stuff on this were actually ideas I've had over the years, stuff I really wanted to work in but didn't necessarily fit into the world of Girl Talk, stuff I thought would be great samples, stuff I would love to work with, but it kind of didn't fit into the context of a normal Girl Talk album or show where you recognize everything.
Right. So Girl Talk is really a pop music-based project.
Yeah.
This is a little more alternative, underground, whatever.
Yeah, even though there is, you know, some pop music sources on there. A lot of them, actually, just a little bit more manipulated. And, you know, for me, people always ask, like, where does this go? What's the next step with doing this? And I had always said, like, with sample-based music, it can go so many different directions.
Right.
And, you know, I think this project is a good indication of that, where, you know, it's not far off.
I want to ask you guys in a moment about the video for this song. But first, let's play a little bit of this song called Tolerated. This is from the EP called Broken Ankles. It's Girl Talk and Freeway, also featuring Waka Flocka Flame on this song.
Sir.
So that's a little bit.
I do a proper. I'm Betty Crocker. I got my cake up.
That's a little bit of Tolerated from Broken Ankles, the new EP, a free download online from Girl Talk, a.k.a. Greg Gillis, and Freeway, the Philadelphia rapper. Actually, Greg, you're from Pennsylvania too, right?
Yep, from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh. So east of the state, west of the state, coming together.
Yep, we're the Pennsylvania Dream Team.
So,
PDT.
So is this a song about tolerance? Because the video is you guys getting increasingly intolerant of other people on the sidewalk as you walk down the street, and ends with people being dismembered. I mean, it's all done with a wink and a nod, but it's a pretty gruesome little film that you guys have put together.
Yeah, man, the video, it was awesome shooting the video.
Yeah, it was kind of an idea where, you know, we were thinking, how can we represent the song? And it was a certain thing where I wanted to do something where we would both fit into it but not be weird or out of our element. So I think the winks and the nods were part of that, where we wanted to make something that was, you know, representing kind of the anger of the song, but still kind of have a slight humorous edge to it.
All right. Now, Greg, how different a process is this, creating beats when you know there's going to be someone rapping over it?
Yeah, it was very different. I mean, I think for normally for a Girl Talk album, it's very trial and error based, and it's meticulous, just hours and hours of trying out different combinations. With this, it was more, it's easier in a fun way of just picking out a sample and then working on that. And I could usually finish like one beat in a day, which is normally a lot quicker pace than my normal work. But then on the other end, it is a little bit more difficult giving it over to someone because I've never really collaborated with anyone.
Right.
So to give that trust and be like, now you do something on it was a new experience for me.
And you were a fan of Freeway, and was he your first choice?
Yeah, you know, it's like I've been following Freeway for a long time, and the big thing is that the beats were kind of a wide range of sounds,
right.
And I wanted an MC who could sound good on a variety of different things, and I wanted to change pace and kind of, I feel like that's a signature sound of what I do, of having quick starts and stops, so I wanted to get someone who would kind of thrive off that as opposed to someone who might get kind of lost in the shuffle, so I thought Freeway was my number one pick and reached out, and I was excited that he was down to collaborate.
So what did you end up getting, Freeway? Did he just like shower you with beats?
Yeah, I think he sent me like 100 or was it 80? Yeah. Something like that, 80 beats. And I just started going through them and like I would pick. If I hear something to the beat, then I might come up with like a little concept for it or come up with a hook for it. And then I just took it to the studio and just started working on it.
And was Greg there while you were in the studio?
Yeah, when we first actually started working, he was there. Yeah.
Okay. The word is that you don't write anything down. Is that true?
Yeah, no hands.
So, you know, are you freestyling or you
well, actually, the process is I sit down and I listen to the beat and I just zone out and I think about what I'm going to say in my head. Like if it's a 16, I will put the whole 16 together in my mm-hmm. head, then I will go lay it.
Okay. And it's sort of improvised, but clearly, you know, we heard that clip from Tolerated. You were right there, you know.
Yeah,
You've got that.
It's almost like
that
writing.
Verse, yeah.
I just do everything in my head. Like, I just think about what I'm going to do, and I line it up.
Let's
it's
hear
a little something I picked up from Jay-Z.
Broken Ankles is the name of the EP by Girl Talk and Freeway. Here's another excerpt. This is called Tell Me Yeah.
Mike's do this for recreation. You in the studio pacing. Need to ask yourself a question. Is you working or you wasting time? I take my time to make a rhyme and make a shine and vacay in Central Bay. Man, I want you making time. Real talk, me and the homie Girl Talk. We combine and we thinking way beyond making them hits. Man, we do this for the culture. Married to the game, I made my mixtape at the altar. Now that I got the fame, you need a 16 that'll cost ya. Don't you try to play me, got a 16 that'll off ya. Don't make a make it rain on what they're praying. Just keep it sunny. Know how we do, ain't nothing moving but the money. Had to grind hard just to get it. Listen, if you ain't kidding, you ain't getting nothing from me. Do you love what I be cooking up? They holler, yeah.
A little bit of Tell Me Yeah from Girl Talk and Freeway. Their collaborative EP is called Broken Ankles. It is out now and is available as a free download online. Now, we've talked a little bit about this in the past, Greg. As Girl Talk, you are in such a gray legal area with all the sampling and stuff that it would be hard for you to sell what you do. So,
right.
In general, you have done... Basically, you make your living doing live shows.
Right. And, you know, it's like a lot of musicians these days who don't have that issue. But, you know, you put something out there online and who knows how many people are going to buy it. And then from there, there's other avenues of making money. And for me, yeah, it's been touring over the past few years.
So is that why this is available as a free download? Because even with the smaller, more obscure samples, you're still in that
yeah,
kind of...
And I think the decision to release the music for free was never... because of the copyright concern, I still believe it should qualify under fair use, and you could sell it if you want to. But I have just found that, you know, starting around 2008, for my projects, it seems to be more lucrative to just give it away and see what happens. And for me, it's always more exciting to see how many people can this reach as opposed to,
yeah.
You know, going the old school way of pressing up a CD and who knows how many people are going to check it out. So, you know, people are going to download it and look at it on the internet. So I'd rather just give it away and see what happens. I feel like for my projects, that's been the best thing to kind of get the word out.
Now, did Freeway know that going in?
Yeah, you know, I actually think it kind of relates even to, you know, mixtape culture in general.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, definitely, because usually before I put out an album, I drop a free mixtape. You know, that's part of the culture of hip-hop, you know, so I was with it 100%.
So is there a plan then for you guys to tour this stuff?
Yeah, we've been doing I've been having Freeway come out at some festival dates, which has been great for me. I've always tried to keep the show moving and keep it building and changing both musically and production-wise, and having Freeway come out on stage and perform live has been awesome just to kind of change it up a little bit. So, and there should be some select dates, club dates and stuff like that this summer.
Okay. So, Freeway, how different was this for you? I mean, how different rapping over these beats than, you know, something that maybe you did yourself or someone from your crew there in Philly had done?
It wasn't really different, you know. It was definitely a huge variety of beats to pick from, you know. So that was probably, like, the most difficult part, like, picking through the beats and finding which beats I wanted to use. But besides that, the process was cool. Like, we was in the studio. And we worked real good together, you know. It was a great experience.
So there are probably more than these five songs.
Way more.
All right.
Great ones, too.
Here's one that is on Broken Ankles, the EP. This is called Lived It.
I started with the hottest label ever. Yeah, I came in a game like a kid with a cheat code. I'm from the neighborhood for the people. Sell drugs just to eat. Try to leave, but they barely make it ever. Yeah, it's hard to make it out. The hood like the legal system. Easy and hard to make it out. Everybody got doubts. But I was down for the bout. I fought like Floyd Mayweather. I was screaming, hey, lover. But them chicks and them niggas, they ain't making no chips. Ain't lovable. Ain't huggable. Ain't feeling that it gave me and my stomach was despicable. So I flipped bricks, grabbed the whip. Then I pulled up in the six, they were screaming, hey, lover boy. A couple months back, I grabbed another toy. They grabbed my mother's boy.
Lived It is the name of the song from Broken Ankles, a free download EP by Girl Talk, a.k.a. Greg Gillis, and Freeway. Girl Talk is Greg Gillis, the Pittsburgh-based mashup artist. Freeway is the Philadelphia rapper, and they're collaborating on these five songs, and as we've just heard, a bunch of others, too. Freeway actually mentioning Girl Talk in the lyrics to Tell Me Yeah that we heard before. Mm-hmm. And Greg, as Girl Talk, how many samples might there be in an average Girl Talk track? Aside from this.
It's hard to say. You know, I would say on my last album, which was 70 minutes, there was maybe like 300 or 400.
Yeah.
So to me, the songs are kind of arbitrary divisions because I do think of it as an album. So usually like in a minute, there might be, you know, 5 to 10 samples.
Okay. Now, we just heard a minute of Lived It. How many samples would we have heard there?
There was just a couple, but there are definitely tracks on this record that do have the same number. But I think it's used in a different way, whereas it'll be... you know, there it's like one melody, and the drums might be a kick drum from Paul McCartney and a snare drum from Nine Inch Nails and things like that. So I think on this album, there are points that are more dense than anything I've done in terms of layering, but you kind of hear it as a whole, which is always the goal, to not be necessarily presenting or curating these songs, but trying to make something new out of them.
Freeway, does it matter to you where the samples come? I mean, are you one of those guys who are like, I need to know where that break coming.
I mean,
I need to know where
if we're doing an actual project where we're selling the actual project, then yeah, because you know you have to pay for the samples. But with a project like this, I don't care. As long as it sounds good, let's go.
All right. So what's next for you? I mean, having done this with Greg, I mean, are you looking for...
I just started working on the next full-length solo album, you know, so I just started cooking up for that. We got a couple records left over. Hopefully a few of them might make the album. We cut some more stuff, and I'm just grinding, you know, just working.
And Greg, for you, this you said you've never collaborated before. This seems to have turned out pretty well.
Yeah, I want to do more of this, and, you know, it's been fun with this, putting it out, and I think some of my fan base, you know, a lot of people take into it, and then other people are like, what is this? And I think it's been exciting to take this material now and work it into my normal live show, and I've been starting to remix this material and use it as source material.
Oh.
So I think in that context for some fans of my previous work who maybe were like, what is this change of pace? I think in that context it might make more sense for them. So looking forward to a summer of shows and bringing Freeway out and kind of remixing this material.
All right, the EP is called Broken Ankles. You can download it for free online. It's by Girl Talk, a.k.a. Greg Gillis, and Freeway, the Philadelphia rapper. The Pennsylvania Dream Team is Freeway
AKA
referred to.
A.k.a. the best
to.
Beard in hip-hop.
it's Radio Freeway, but it is an impressive beard, though. So
thank you.
Thanks for bringing it into the studio. Greg, good to see you again as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We don't only sing it, we bring it when you sleep. I can hear sweat.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.